Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, October the 25th. I'm coming to you from the General Mitchell International Airport port in Milwaukee. I'm getting ready to fly back home. So sorry if you hear some overhead noise. It's you know, the guy coming on the intercom. But I guess we want to talk about last night's game. And before I do that, I want to apologize about yesterday. I had some technical difficulties, which prevented me from, you know, getting out a podcast. I sent one out, but the audio just didn't pop up. I'm on the road, and sometimes it's harder when I, you know, when I try to do it on the road because I got to, you know, do it from my phone, and it just gets crazy. But enough about that. The 76ers dropped to 2-3, right? They lost last night 123-108 to the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, the Sixers are 0-3. The three losses came to teams who are just like the Sixers, who are contending or who are expected to contend for a playoff spot this year, right? This one got kind of ugly. I mean, it was 123-108. It was the return of Ben Simmons. Ben looked good. I mean, he played very well, especially in the first quarter. But, you know, Joel Embiid had a quiet, if you want to call it. I mean, he had a quiet 30 points, 19 rebound, 3 block shot performance. He had 6 assists. Ben Simmons had a triple-double. He had 14 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists. J.J. Redick did what J.J. Redick does, and he came off the bench and he had 19 points. Now, once again, the 76ers' big three had very little help. You know, Markelle Fultz had 5 points. He was 2-for-6. From the field. He made his long 3-point attempt. Played 27 minutes. But then when you look at, you know, we're going to talk about Robert Covington, a first-team all-defensive performer last year. He graded out at a minus 26. Dario Saric, the power forward, who I must admit I've been feeling a little bit sorry for him the last two games. I mean, last night he went up against Giannis Antetokounmpo, better known as the Greek Freak. And then the night before that, he went up against Blake Griffin. Well, last night he had a minus 16. The Greek Freak ended up with 32 points, 18 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals. Now, again, Dario wasn't the only one getting that work. I mean, he wasn't the only one. I mean, but he was the primary defender on him, and he defended him a lot. So, it was just a rough outing all in all. Now, here's the thing that I want to say about the 76ers that we learned. The Sixers aren't as good as they were last year. I mean, we know that. I mean, people have been saying that they thought this team would be better, that they would take the next step. Now, it's only 5 games into the season. That could happen as far as taking the next step. But I'm here to tell you right now on October the 25th, this team is not better than last year. It's not even on par with last year's team. The 76ers have regressed since a year ago. Now, again, you know, right now, Wilson Chandler has yet to play. He's hopeful to play on Saturday. You have Mike Muscala just got back into the mix. But, you know, the 76ers aren't the team that they were last year. I mean, Ersan Ilyasova, who now plays for the Bucks, was key in the Sixers' turnaround last year. So was Marco Bellinelli. They're not here. Now, the thing that struck me last night was you have Furkan Korkmaz, who is a guy who basically racked up a lot of DMPs when he wasn't injured last year. He got minutes in the first half last night. He's a shooter. To me, that lets you know the state of the 76ers, where Brett Brown felt as if he had to bring someone in to give him a spark, a guy who hadn't played. If this was a year ago, Furkan wouldn't have played. Now, I know Furkan improved a little bit. He's the best player on the Turkish national team. But at the same time, that just tells you where this team is from a year ago. Now, the Sixers are going to try to fix this, but it's going to take some time, because now when you have Wilson Chandler, the hope is that Wilson Chandler could come in and he can draw some of those defensive assignments of, you know, the Blake Griffins, the Greek Freak, you know, stuff like that. But the Sixers last year had firepower with the three-point shooting. And also because of that, because of Ersan and Marco, you know, they really didn't suffer when JJ, Embiid, and Simmons were all on the bench. Right now, if you take those guys out of the game, all three of them at the same time, the Sixers are going to struggle. They're going to struggle mightily. And that's the problem. So right now, the 76ers need somebody like a Robert Covington, Robert Covington, a Dario Saric, a Markelle Fultz. Guys like that really need to step up. Now, something else, like TJ McConnell has been playing great. Yesterday, he only played 4 minutes and 52 seconds. I think he needs to play more. But again, we all been asking and we all been criticizing Brett Brown for not playing Markelle Fultz extended minutes. Well, he did that. So there's another problem that the Sixers have. Who do you play? Do you go with TJ? Or do you go with Markelle? Right? So this is where we are. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I hope this thing gets out, that you can hear it, because like I said, I'm having technical difficulties. But before I hop on this flight, I wanted to, you know, talk to you guys and give you a podcast. Thank you and have a great day.